It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Election Day is here, Dave. Months and months of campaigning come down to this. What do you expect the headlines to be tomorrow?
I expect the headlines, Susan, to be ones of confusion and anticipation and undecidedness. I don't think we are going to know come Wednesday morning who the next president of the United States is going to be. Let's just go back to 4 years, to 2020, when it took until Saturday after the election day on Tuesday for the Associated Press to ultimately call the race. We are definitely going to get some indications tonight and tomorrow morning as to which way the winds may be blowing, but this is just an extraordinarily close race by every measure. And barring something unforeseen and barring something extraordinary where one candidate or the other, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, has some sort of landslide or sweeps through the states in a way that we could not have foreseen and that the polls have not predicted, then we buckle up. This is not going to be election day. It's going to be election week or even beyond.
Why? I mean that in all seriousness, Dave. Why? We've had tight races before, we always seem to know the results on election day, or if not, you know, well into the night. Maybe it bleeds into the early morning hours. But we've been able to figure out the results, and it kind of makes sense. You know, I know here in New York, we fill out our little Scantron sheet that goes into the machine, it goes on a chip, and then they plug it into the master computer, and boom, there's the results of everyone's vote, early voting, and, you know, on election day. Why are now, all of a sudden, in 2024, with all our technological advances, we talking about weeks or more?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, all the races in the past 20 years, we haven't known on election day. 2020 or 2000, George W. Bush versus Al Gore, of course, was the one that went into the most serious form of overtime, and we didn't know for weeks. 4 years ago, same thing. We didn't know for days. When you have a race that's so close, and individual states that have different philosophies and different techniques for vote counting, it is really a state-level function that it ultimately comes down to. If the nation had just one system, we might be having a very different conversation right now, but that is not the case. So I think let's look at three states in particular tonight, and I would pay very close attention to Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada. They are notoriously pokey vote counters, and we have a variety of things that contribute to that, not the least of which would be overseas ballots, provisional ballots, mail-in ballots, absentee ballots. If we've got an election that's pretty much in hand, and even if it's close but not that close, then we generally do know election night or not too far thereafter what the ultimate result is going to be. But if we have a situation in any of these states, Brian, where we're coming down to thousands of votes, even hundreds of votes, then that's where we really get a bottleneck and a delay, and it's really just a function of how tight this race is and how many votes are being cast.
All right, so maybe an undecided headline for tomorrow morning for the presidential race. What about control of the House and Senate?
Yeah, and, you know, there we're dealing with 535 different small mini contests, less than that, because the Senate, of course, is not having all of its seats go up, only one third this time around, as is traditional. But nevertheless, this is going to be two very, very, very tight situations as well. The Senate, we may know more about than the House, I think, out of the gate. And the Senate is definitely cutting the way of Republicans. Democrats would have to do something pretty out of the box in order to retain and continue to control the Senate. On the House side, though, this is going to be just an absolute nail biter for both sides. There are several dozen different House races all across the country, including several seats in New York State that are going to play a material factor in whether it's Democrats or Republicans controlling it. Of course, Republicans control the House now by just a handful of seats, but if the Democrats are able to flip just a few, then the House is going to go blue instead of red come 2025.
What are some of those races where we might see control decided in the House and the Senate?
Yeah, well, on the Senate side, we've got some big, big races. Montana, I would pay very close attention to. John Tester, the Democrat, who is in a very tough race. He is likely to lose his seat, but were he to win it, that would be incredibly heartening for Democrats. I don't expect that's going to happen, but we'll see. Ohio is another one of those states. The map is just in Sherrod Brown, a longtime senator, also a Democrat in a very, very tight race for his career and for the Democrats' control of the Senate. We've got several of those, and the map is looking really good for Republicans in the sense that most of the seats that are being contested are ones where or Democrats are having to play defense, and Republicans are on the offensive and have a structural advantage by having incumbency in many of them. So that would be something. The district in central New York that includes most of Syracuse is going to be a real bellwether district semi-locally in the sense that if it goes one way or the other, that may speak to who ultimately is going to win the House. And there are several other races all across the country where that's also going to be very much the case.
You know, back to the presidential race, Dave, with there's so much focus on these battleground states, is there a chance that there could be a surprise with a non-swing state tonight?
Absolutely, Susan, and I would put a few on everyone's radar. First of all, Iowa. I'm sure most people have by now heard of a poll that had Kamala Harris up by a couple of percentage points just over the weekend. But Iowa's been trending blue for months now, ever since Joe Biden dropped out of the race. And we had the crazy spring and summer where Trump was convicted of 34 felonies, and Joe Biden, he had this disastrous debate in June, and then Trump is nearly assassinated, and Biden drops out, and Harris jumps in. I mean, it's easy to memory hold these things, but this all happened in just a couple of months ago. So Iowa has been kind of at the epicenter of dealing with those oscillations in the political game, and it has been a bit of a sleeper swing state in a very real way. New Mexico, Donald Trump has spent time and resources there, also kind of under the radar, unless you're living in like Santa Fe or Albuquerque. So pay attention to see if Trump overperforms in New Mexico. And Texas, strangely enough, it would be just, it seems almost out of the question that Kamala Harris would win it, but there's a U.S. Senate race between Democrat Colin Allred and incumbent Senator Ted Cruz. If Ted Cruz loses that, that's going to be, in a way, something where Kamala Harris might be able to get in on a U.S. Senate candidate's coattails. Again, very, very unlikely, but still worth watching. And, you know, a few others that we could mention, too, including the state of Kansas, where Kamala Harris is doing much better than people ever thought that she would, even if it seems pretty clear that Donald Trump has the strong, strong advantage of winning that state, which he is expected to win.
Well, fun stuff if you're into it, right, Dave? And can't wait to see what happens later on tonight. Dave Leventhal joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking with Dave again pretty soon to hear, the reaction to whatever happens later tonight, early tomorrow morning when we know the results.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.